my father and my son and I got together on the 28th, I think, right? It was right after Christmas or right before Christmas. I don't know. It was one of the holiday days. And I went and picked up my father, and we got in the car, and he was listening to Best Of in the morning, which I did not. Okay. I don't plan the Best Of. You guys do that, and I don't get to hear it, nor do it over Christmas time. Do I really ever even care? That's in your hands. And I had no idea what was played that morning, but it started the worst conversation that my father and I could have ever had in the car together. Do you want to guess what it was?
I said it was whatever you said about your dad becoming a woman if he were to do that.
Right.
Not that he ever was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I just thought it would be funny if we were talking about Caitlyn Jenner, and I said, wouldn't that be, my dad would be the funniest woman. No, he immediately heard that. He heard that live while it happened. He was texting me during the show about what an idiot I am. No. Carmen, do you want to guess? Do you have any idea what it could be?
Do you know what day it was?
I knew. I'm not telling you. I want to see if you could figure out what would be so uncomfortable between me and my father.
Maybe when you talked about how his wife is close to your age and you would, I don't think
I ever talked about that, but clearly that's something that you've thought about before.
No, you have talked about that.
No, I don't think I have.
Yes, I know what it is.
What?
Happy Days game.
Getting Happy molested. Days game.
What?
About getting molested.
I know, but still, this is the first time it's been brought up.
Well, my mother brought it up to me.
Okay.
My mother brought it up to me, and I told
her. Said get over it, didn't she?
Say? Yeah, she told me that it couldn't have been that big of a deal because I turned out okay. That was the, I didn't complain about it. So
she's been talking to Eddie Griffin.
I was going to say. And then my father was a little bit more caring about the situation. So if you're just new to the show, I revealed last year on this program that I was molested as a child by another older child. And because that older child was a girl, nobody seemed as interested in my molestation as if I had been, like Rob, molested by a Puerto Rican boy.
Yeah, but you were how old?
I was like 4.
And she was what?
Like 9.
Yeah. I don't know.
You guys are both still in that age range where you don't really know what you're doing.
Oh, really? Do you know how old my son is?
It would be different if she was a teenager.
How old is my son?
Isn't he 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if he did to a 4-year-old what was done to me, I'd have to put him in counseling and I'd have to beat him up.
Yeah, but I don't know whether you're sure of what age you were.
I know. My parents were married. No. They were divorced when I was 5, so it was before they were divorced.
Then you don't really know what age she was.
I do. I know who she is.
But do you know what age?
I don't understand. Anybody else who is a victim of molestation in this world gets coddled. People have sympathy with me. Somehow it's my fault. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah, I was asking for it.
You were wearing your half shirt.
No. Yeah. That was later in life. I was like, go for it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You had a rat tail?
No. It was much later in life.
And if you're just hearing the story for the first time, the trade-off, what you negotiated was for what?
She told me that if I did things to her, she would let me play the Happy Days board game. To which she turned out that she didn't have the Happy Days board game.
So tricked by a molester.
I was tricked by the molester, and now I have 2 Happy Days board games, thanks to our listeners.
Yeah. Dad heard it.
Let's give you the game that will remind you of your molestation forever.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, so my dad heard it, and my dad, probably the most caring out of any of you, said to me,
well, that's not true. I brought it up in therapy, just so you know. I asked why no one would talk to you about it, so I cared.
I should say, Rob, you do care. You're the only one who was molested, though. So
that's true.
You know, we should be in like a victims group together.
Spanish was touched by some weird priest that claimed to be the Pope. Kissed
him on the cheek, though.
I was just a guy with a funny hat.
Yeah,
that's scary.
That was a guy they called the Pope. So what did your therapist say? Why did nobody care?
Because they knew that it happened, whether or not they addressed it with you. But because you're the symbol of the family, you're the strongest.
Oh,
one
they
of
don't
the
want to break me down.
Yeah, they don't want to look at you in a light. It's not so much that you they don't want to look at you differently. They think that you can handle it because you handle so much that comes the family's way.
My wife, by the way, best reaction ever. My wife, the therapist, said to me, "I go, hey, I talked about something on the air that you haven't, obviously haven't heard yet because you haven't brought it up to me. And she's like, oh my God, what is this? I think my wife's always worried I'm going to tell her that I did gay stuff. She's brought that up like three times. One time I was like, I did some weird sex stuff. One time, like, I don't know if I even want to tell you about it. And she's like, oh, did you do gay stuff? And I went, no, why do you always ask me that? Like, I think, anyway. So my wife, the therapist, said to me, oh, when you were molested? And I go, yeah. And she goes, oh, I heard that. And I went, what? And you don't bring it up to me? You don't say, was that real? Yeah. You know, is there anything I could do? It answers a lot of questions. You know, nothing. Did nothing.
I'm sorry.
So my father says to me, what's this about you getting molested? And I went, just like angry again. Like, right. It was my fault. Yeah. But he actually was interested. But he wanted to know, he was interested more in who was doing the molesting than what happened.
Because you turned out okay.
Right. Know? He didn't ask me any details about what happened, but he asked me who it was. And I told him, and he goes, which one, down the block? And I go, no, next door. And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, hey, a mother was good looking. That's what he said. The mother was good looking. Awesome. That's what he was concerned with.
Hell yeah.
And, but the one good thing that came out of it was that he said that he's friends with the mother on Facebook.
Awesome. Really?
Now, I did one time come across the mother on Facebook, like one of those people you should know, and through her found the daughter on Facebook, the molester.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be able to now find her again, and we got to call her on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We got to call her.
Just to ask her why.
She looks exactly the same. Like, when I saw her, I got chills. Oh, and I heard the Happy Days thing in the back of my head.
Is she good looking now?
No, she looks exactly the same as she did when she was younger, only she's bigger.
Okay. Oh, that's not good.
She had, I know that if I were to go through my mother's, like, photo albums, there's pictures of her. She was my neighbor.
Right.
Like, I've seen pictures of me on Halloween with her before and all that. So.
Did she babysit for you at all, or you guys just kind of hung
out
a
she
bit?
Wasn't old enough to babysit. I mean, she was only nine. I wouldn't leave my nine-year-old with anybody.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's finally out in the open now between me and my father, which I had to, because I was so uncomfortable talking about it, I had to tell him to, hey, so my son's in the car, so I don't really care. I've talked about it in front of my son, but I didn't want to have that conversation with my father. So
right.
It's kind of, you know, in the back. And we just dropped it at that point. Awesome. And that was it. Never brought up again.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how problems get resolved. You bring it up once, never deal with it ever.
Well, it's not a problem. I'm not, it's not, clearly it wasn't, like, son of a bitch. Just, they got a Happy Days picture on Cali TV. I don't consider it to be problematic anymore because, much like your therapist and everybody else, I seem to have turned out just fine without it.
Yeah.
So I guess it's okay that it happened. I guess that's, much like Eddie Griffin, as long as you're okay after your molestation, then it should be fine.
Yeah. She gets a pass.
Yeah. You're fine. You turn out to be.
Yeah.
You're a good father.
Yeah.
You're in a good relationship now.
Yeah, I'm also crazy. So
you got a weird beard, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like weird kinky sex stuff, so that obviously plays into
it. So do I. You think it's because of that?
Absolutely.
What?
We're in our developmental years when something like that happens. It skews your sexuality a little bit. I think that's why I'm so open to, I know it sounds weird, I'm so open to gay stuff.
Because you've already done gay stuff.
Yeah, I'm not, so it doesn't, like, when I see two dudes kiss, like, a lot of guys are like, oh, it's gross. And I'm like, it's just two people in love. It doesn't bother me. I actually think it makes me, I know that sounds weird, but it makes me more well-adjusted to people who are different than me.
Yeah, it does sound weird.
I wouldn't advise getting molested. It's not like a problem or a solution. Like, hey, you don't like gay people? Get molested. It doesn't, it's not like what I'm saying.
Yeah, so everybody, including your therapist, thinks it's okay that I was molested, though.
Yeah.
I don't think okay is the term.
She didn't advise you that I should go seek therapy, did she?
She said that you could talk to someone about it if you felt the need to.
Why would I? I've been rejected by the five people that I told.
I think that's why you should go
talk
to someone.
I'm out. I don't want to talk about it anymore. The only person I will talk about it is the girl who did it.
Yeah.
Whose name was Gina. I'll give you that. I'll tell you that. And we'll find her. We'll get her on the air.
This is going to get good.
That's my thing for two. That. How do we rope her into calling the show?
Yeah, then.
Oh, tell her she won a prize. Hey, yeah. You want Adele tickets? Guess what?
Adele. Hello?
Maybe she could be in the biggest loser contest.
I don't think she's that big, but we'll see. All right, anyway, 727 579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025.
Do you think she remembers? Like, do you think she would remember if you brought it up? Or do you think that's so young and maybe she didn't know what she was doing? She's trying to block it out.
I remember.
Yeah, but so you were the victim. So yeah. Think of how many other people she may have done that to in the neighborhood. So it may all just be one big blur to her.
Yeah, but there weren't. I don't know. I have no idea. That's all I am, a big blur to her.
Yeah, it's so weird and interesting all at the same time.
I'm not. I mean, like, I wouldn't. I'm not like, we should get her on the phone and try to press charges. Yeah, again. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
But it would be funny, I think, to talk to her. I wish she lived here.
I think we talk to her and she's gonna be like, "Yeah, I remember you kept on trying to get in my pants and do stuff." And
no way.
Yeah,
I was
watching a movie and you were.
We were watching a movie.
She loved you,
but at like 4, 5, 6, that's when you start becoming aware that you don't know that touching stuff feels good, but it does. It makes you feel better, and so they don't know that it's wrong at that age. I go through this with my son all the time. You got to stop touching yourself. You can't do it out in public, even though it feels okay to yourself. You can't do that. There's proper places to do that, in your bedroom or alone with your neighbor,
or your neighbor in a happy days board game.
Those are also the years that you actually start remembering things, so your mind is a little not quite aware of everything.
I remember every detail about the whole thing.
What happens if she blocked all of this out because it's traumatizing to her, and then you bring it up, and all of a sudden it brings back all this molestation stuff, and then you cause a nervous breakdown? You're fine.
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, man.
I don't care. What if she knows, and once we contact her, she flips out and shoots herself?
Oh, man.
Like, what if she feels like, oh, my God, here comes my past to haunt me? And then I would have been like, oh.
Worst ending to War of the Roses ever.
We should get her address and send her the Happy Days board game and see if that means anything.
Just a piece. Yeah. Just a piece of Fonzie's hand from the game, and every day she gets a little piece.
No, just send her the board game and a note that says, "I know what you did."
Yeah. That's a good idea, Galvin.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. All right, I'm on it now. Now I'm going to haunt her.
Well, you have two, so you could send one.
Yeah. True. I want to keep one. I'm going to send the other one.
Just in case something
comes
up.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.